Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, after a very bearish morning, a big spin around with the algorithm, computer traders flipping it and heading back higher on the session. The bears are all babbling right now as the bulls are in control, pushing soybeans back to another new recovery high after making last week's high on Friday at 11:37. We are basically within striking distance of that again within a dime. The corn trade, after getting an announcement that we had seen some corn sold, over 240,000, actually about 231,000 metric tons of corn was sold to an unknown destination. Who could that be? Is that China sneaking in now? But anyway, the trade ignored that and sent corn lower this morning, but now we are back to near unchanged. The wheat trade, big reversal today, but showing double-digit gains. The dry weather down in the plains should become an issue, but nobody seems to care, but maybe they do now. We'll find out. Corn right now for the March contract is unchanged at 428 and three quarters. May unchanged as well, 437 and a quarter. That new crop corn contract, December, up two and a quarter, 460 and a half. Yesterday's averages for the averaging as we're rolling into this month for the December contract, it should be about 458. On the soybeans, March contract, up 3.5 cents, 11.26, 3.75 cent gain for the May, 11.41, while November beans up 5.75 cents, 11.12 last on that trade. Over in the wheat, March, Chicago up 11, 5.39 and a quarter. Kansas March up 10.5, 5.41. The May contract gaining 9.5 cents, 5.53 and a half in Minneapolis. March up 4.25, 5.72 and a half. May picking up 4.75 cents, 5.84 and a quarter. Minneapolis September up 4.75 at 6.13 and 3/4 cents. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us 701-222-0221. Cattle futures on fire today. Cash index up about a half a dollar today, back up into that 374 and a half area. The box beef market trying to show some recovery here. I'm trying to punch it into my computer to get it here. I think I found it quick. Box beef today down 41 cents on the choice, 367.14, while select picked up $1.19 to 364.04. Packers trying to hold the line, but feedlots, they want higher prices to compensate for the lighter weights they're going to have for sale this week. February cattle up $3.35, 242.45. April cattle up $3.80, 241.20. June gaining $3.07 to 236.87. On the feeder cattle market, all contracts are well discounted to the cash index, but we are up 292 on the March, 367.70. April gaining 357 to 364.80. August feeders jumping $3.80. We're just under 360 at 359.95. November up 310, 351.80. Hog futures continue their spill this week. We're down $1.42 on the April contract, 94.07, losing $1.30 on the June at 107.60. Gold rebounding today, $73 higher at $5,105. That's despite the jobs numbers this morning coming in at 130,000 build versus an expectation of only a 55,000 job jump. This has the unemployment rate dropping 0.1% to 4.3%. So gold strong while the dollar is down 2 cents at 96.65. Silver up $3.78, 84.17. Bitcoin on the February contract down $1,935. And crude oil, it's higher despite a build in the oil inventories, a substantial amount. That's because the cold weather caused refiners to back off usage. Hard to run hot when it's so cold, so to speak. So we've seen a draw on the products, but a build on crude oil. So crude oil today, still higher, up $1.17 at $65.13 on Iranian concerns as another air carrier fleet has been ordered to the Middle East. The March gasoline contract higher by 3.25 cents a gallon, $1.99 and a quarter. Diesel fuel up 5 3/4 cents a gallon, $2.45 and a half cents. If you have any questions, check us out, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.